John chapter 12, verse 42. The Bible reads there, Let's start at verse 42. Nevertheless, among the chief rulers also many believed on him, but because of the Pharisees, they did not confess it, lest they should be put out of the synagogue, for they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God. So what we see here in these two verses is we see compromise predicated on a love for the praise of men over the praise of God. The title of my sermon is Love the Praise of God Rather Than the Praise of Men. Love the praise of God rather than the praise of men. What does this look like in our lives today? When do we see this manifested? I think an example of this would be the preacher who refuses to repent on the stupid doctrine called the pre-trib rapture because they're afraid of what the consequences will be emanating from other men. They're afraid of potentially receiving backlash for changing their doctrine on the timing of the rapture, and so they don't do it. How about people who would refuse to change on the doctrine that says that Christ-hating Jews are God's chosen people today in that wicked nation, the bully nation of Israel? They won't change on that because they're afraid of what their friends might say. They would rather instead receive the praise of men rather than the praise of God. Here's another example where we see this. A man that you guys all know this gentleman. His name is Jeff Owens. And what happened when Jeff Owens ripped some face on the sodomites, after he received some backlash for that, he puts out this puny, spineless, cowardly little apology. The guy sounded like he had more estrogen in him than a lady's coffee hour in that video. And he's in there, and he's saying, I'm so sorry. If that was a long time ago, and I was immature. It wasn't even that long ago, you know, from the point of that apology to when he preached that. But my point is this. He loved the praise of men rather than the praise of God. That's what he was seeking. And he was afraid of potentially receiving backlash. He was afraid of the consequences that would come from the world from getting up and ripping face and saying what needs to be said about the most disgusting, degenerate freaks on the face of the planet. I want men of God who aren't seeking the praise of men. I want to see more men of God rise up. Would to God that there would be more men who would stand behind the pulpits of America and say, I don't care what these degenerate sacks of filth think about what the Word of God says about them. I believe in Leviticus 20:13 just as much as I believe in John 3:16. Where are these men today? Why don't they have any spines today? Why don't they have an ounce of testosterone in their body to fight the good fight of faith and say what needs to be said? And not apologize for it. Here's a little secret for you. When you bow down to the altar of political correctness, when you acquiesce to the will of the cancer culture mob, it doesn't do you any good.
Right.
I looked at the comments section of this article that covered the apology of Jeff Owens, and you know what it was filled with? A bunch of leftists cussing him out.
Right.
Because even when you do choose to seek the praise of men over the praise of God, when you choose to compromise on the truth of God's word like a coward, you don't end up getting the praise of men anyway, because what you're doing is you're trying, especially with respect to this issue, you're trying to appease the unappeasable. You're trying to placate those who are implacable. And you're going to come out of that battle a loser every single time, so don't bother even fighting it. Stand up. Have a spine. Let me go to Amos 7 real quick and we'll be done. Amos chapter 7. I want to show you an example of someone who actually sought the praise of God over the praise of men. And he was told specifically, stop preaching. He was told specifically, not just to trim the message, but to actually terminate the message. And look what happened. Look how he responds in Amos chapter 7. Some of you know this story and you know where I'm going with this. Look at verse 10. The Bible says there, then Amaziah the priest of Bethel sent to Jeroboam, king of Israel, saying, Amos hath conspired against thee in the midst of the house of Israel. The land is not able to bear all his words. For thus Amos saith, Jeroboam shall die by the sword, and Israel shall surely be led away captive out of their own land. Also Amaziah said unto Amos, O thou seer, go, notice this, flee thee away into the land of Judah, and there eat bread, and prophesy there, but prophesy not again anymore at Bethel, for it is the king's chapel, and it is the king's court. Now look at verse 16. Let's see Amos apologize here to Amaziah. Oh wait, he doesn't do that. He says instead, now therefore hear thou the word of the Lord. Thou mayest prophesy not against Israel, and drop not thy word against the house of Isaac. Therefore thus saith the Lord, thy wife shall be an harlot in the city, and thy sons and thy daughters shall fall by the sword, and thy land shall be divided by line, and thou shalt die in a polluted land, and Israel shall surely go into captivity forth of his land. Amaziah is pleading with Amos here. What's the message? The Assyrian Empire is coming, and they're going to overtake your nation. And Amaziah pleads with him and says, please stop. Go to Judah. Get out of here. Get thee away. And Amos says, your wife's going to be a harlot. Your wife's going to be a prostitute. Now imagine that response. Instead of being a coward, instead of being this spineless little effeminate sissy, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say that. No, he stands on the word of God. Why? Because he's seeking the praise of God over the praise of men. Here's the reality, folks. We're going to be hated whether you like it or not. Matthew 24 says that ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. 1 John chapter 3 says, marvel not, my brethren, if the world hates you. You're going to be hated whether you placate to them or not. You're going to be hated whether you appease them or not. So why even bother? What I want to see are men today here at this Mighty Men Conference who purpose in their heart right now that they will always seek the praise of God rather than the praise of men. Let's stand up today. Let's be the voice of the Bible. Let's be the voice of those who are righteous. Let's be the voice of those who don't necessarily have the courage to speak and say what needs to be said. Let's preach the whole counsel of God, and let's do it without apologizing to a bunch of cancel culture leftist basket cases.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
Let's pray. Father God, we thank you so much for this conference, and I just pray, Lord, that you would bless the next preacher who comes up here to preach your word. In Jesus' name, amen.